Welcome to Zikhu Dafsi Mani Memory Ram Goldhari and Tirma Zekas Ksubas Daf Yud Alf. The first parak Basul Nisays. The Zikhu Mesekas Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schuz for Hachazachas Torah. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Huna said, Ger Katan Matbilin Oso Al Das Beistin. In the case of a katan that converts, we immerse him in a mikvah on the understanding of Beistin. Rashi explains that when the katan does not have a father, a Beistin can serve in his father's place, enabling the child to convert through them. The Gemara asks what Rav Huna is coming to teach. If it's to teach that it's a schus for the child to convert, and we may benefit someone in his absence, meaning without his knowledge, this principle was taught in another Mishnah. The Gemara answers that one might have thought that a Nachri prefers a life of Hefker because it's been established that an Eber prefers a Hefker life. Rav Huna is therefore coming to inform us that this is only for an adult, the Tam Tam Disura, who has tasted the taste of Isser, of a katan, schusua, but for a katan, it's a schus to be converted. Point number two, Rav Yosef said regarding minors that convert, when they get older, they may renounce their conversion. Rashi explains that this then applies even in the case where the child converted along with his father. They are no longer subject to a punishment by a beis din, and if a man were to be mekadesh a Jewish woman after his renunciation, she would not require a get like she would from a Jewish husband who became a mumer and renounced his faith. Abai challenged this from our Mishnah, which discusses the ksuba for giyores that converted when she was under the age of 3 years and 1 day. Now, if they're able to renounce their conversion, Yahavinu aksuba da'azav racha b'giyusa, is it right that we should give her a ksuba that she would go and spend as a nachris? When the Gemara answers that we give it to her when she becomes an adult, so if she was divorced or widowed while still a child, Basin would collect the money and hold it for her, it then objects, since once she becomes an adult, she can still renounce her conversion. The Gemara concludes, once she becomes an adult for one moment and does not renounce her conversion, she's no longer able to renounce her conversion. Therefore, at that time, she may collect her ksuba. And point number three, the second mission on the daf states, Hagadol Shabal Katana, Vakatan Shabal Hagadol, Umukas Eitz, Ksubasa Masayim Divrei Rimer. Rimer says that an adult male that has relations with a minor girl, or a minor male that has relations with an adult female, and a woman injured by a piece of wood, their ksubas are 200 zuz. But the Chachamim say, Mukas Eitz, Ksubas Amana. Amukas Eitz, her ksuba is Amana, which is 100 zuz. Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, Katan Habal Gadola, Asa Mukas Eitz. A minor boy who has relations with an adult female renders her a Mukas Eitz. Rashi explains that even though a bia of a minor is not a bia, it's no less than an inserted piece of wood in terms of rupturing her basulim. Therefore, according to the Chachamim, she would only receive a ksuba of Amana, and she would be forbidden to a Kohen Gadol who must marry a basula. Rav Yudah said when he stated this in the presence of Shmuel that he disagreed and said, Ein mukas eitz babasar. There's no such thing as a mukas eitz caused by flesh. If such relations do not render her a non-basua, they also do not make her a mukas eitz. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav Huna said, Ger katan matbilin oso al das beisin. In the case of a katan that converts, we immerse him in a mikvah on the understanding of beisin. Rashi explains that when the katan does not have a father, a beisin can serve in his father's place, enabling the child to convert through them. The Gemara asks what Rav Huna is coming to teach. If it's to teach that it's a schus for the child to convert, and we may benefit someone in his absence, meaning without his knowledge, this principle was taught in another Mishnah. The Gemara answers that one might have thought that a Nachri prefers a life of Hefker because it's been established that an Eber prefers a Hefker life. Rav Huna is therefore coming to inform us that this is only for an adult, the Tam Tam Disura, who has tasted the taste of Isser, of a katan, schusua, but for a katan, it's a schus to be converted. Point number two, Rav Yosef said regarding minors that convert, when they get older, they may renounce their conversion. Rashi explains that this then applies even in the case where the child converted along with his father. They are no longer subject to a punishment by a beis din, and if a man were to be mekadesh a Jewish woman after his renunciation, she would not require a get like she would from a Jewish husband who became a mumer and renounced his faith. Abai challenged this from our Mishnah, which discusses the ksuba for giyores that converted when she was under the age of 3 years and 1 day. Now, if they're able to renounce her conversion, Yahavinu aksuba da'azav racha b'giyusa, is it right that we should give her a ksuba that she would go and spend as a nachris? When the Gemara answers that we give it to her when she becomes an adult, so if she was divorced or widowed while still a child, Basin would collect the money and hold it for her, it then objects, since once she becomes an adult, she can still renounce her conversion. The Gemara concludes, once she becomes an adult for one moment and does not renounce her conversion, she's no longer able to renounce her conversion. Therefore, at that time, she may collect her ksuba. And point number three, the second mission on the daf states, Hagadol Shabal Katana, Vakatan Shabal Hagadol, Umukas Eitz, Ksubasa Masayim, Divrei Remir. Remir says that an adult male that has relations with a minor girl, or a minor male that has relations with an adult female, and a woman injured by a piece of wood, their ksubas are 200 zuz. But the Chachamim say, Mukas Eitz, Ksubasa Mana, Amukas Eitz, her ksuba is a mana, which is 100 zuz. Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, Katan Habal Gadola Asa Mukas Eitz. A minor boy who has relations with an adult female renders her a Mukas Eitz. Rashi explains that even though a bia of a minor is not a bia, it's no less than an inserted piece of wood in terms of rupturing her basulim. Therefore, according to the Chachamim, she would only receive a ksuba of a mana, and she would be forbidden to a kohen gadol who must marry a basula. Rav Yudah said when he stated this in the presence of Shmuel that he disagreed and said, Ein mukas eitz babasar. There's no such thing as a mukas eitz caused by flesh. If such relations do not render her a non-basua, they also do not make her a mukas eitz. All right, so now we go to our simmer daf yudalf, and our standard simmon is stars, like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The happy young ger lying in his bed looking up at the shining stars in the sky while holding a picture of the Beis Din that converted him was shocked when his older sister stormed into the room and declared she was going to renounce her conversion after being injured by a young boy's piece of wood. Once again, in slow motion. The happy young ger lying in his bed looking up at the shining stars in the sky. Stars? That must be more on Daf Yud Aleph. The happy young ger lying in his bed looking up at the shining stars in the sky while holding a picture of the Beis Din that converted him. Which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Ger katan mabilin oso al das Beis Din. In the case of a katan that converts, we immerse him in a mikvah on the understanding of Beis Din. Rashi explains that when the katan does not have a father, a Beis Din can serve in his father's place, enabling the child to convert through them. Rav Huna is coming to teach us that it's a schus for a young ger to convert, and it's only for an adult, the tam di isura, who has tasted the taste of Easter, that conversion is not a schus. So the happy young ger lying in his bed, looking up at the shining stars in the sky, while holding a picture of the Beis Din that converted him, was shocked when his older sister stormed into the room and declared she was going to renounce her conversion. Which reminds us, Rav Yosef said regarding minors that convert, Higdilu yochoin limchos, when they get older, they may renounce her conversion. Rashi explains that this then applies even in the case where the child converted along with his father. Gemara clarifies that once she becomes an adult for one moment and does not renounce her conversion, she is no longer able to do so. So the happy young ger lying in his bed looking up at the shining stars in the sky while holding a picture of the Beis Din that converted him was shocked when his older sister stormed into the room and declared she was going to renounce her conversion after being injured by a young boy's piece of wood, which reminds Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav Katan Habal HaGadola Asa Mukas Eitz, a minor boy who has relations with an adult female renders her a Mukas Eitz. Rashi explains that even though a bia of a minor is not a bia, it's no less than an inserted piece of wood in terms of rupturing her basulim. Therefore, according to the Chachamim, she'd only receive a ksuba of a mana, and she would be forbidden to a kohen gadol who must marry a basua. Shmuel disagreed and said, A Mukas Eitz babasar. There's no such thing as a Mukas Eitz caused by flesh. If such relations do not render her a non-basula, they also do not make her a mukas eitz. So once again, the happy young ger lying in his bed looking up at the shining stars in the sky while holding a picture of the Beis Din that converted him was shocked when his older sister stormed into the room and declared she was going to renounce her conversion after being injured by a young boy's piece of wood. All right, so now it's time for our four blot back chazara. Dav Zayin, so the simra Dav Zayin is a gun. So here goes. The 10 minute of the chasna of the almana and alman who are waiting to do a 7-gun salute. Gun salute? That must be on Dav Zayin. Gun. The 10 minute of the chasna of the almana and alman who are waiting to do a 7-gun salute for the one-time recital of Sheva Brachas, which reminds us, we learned from Boaz and Rus, that Sheva Brachas are recited when an alman marries an almana. And then when Rav Huna said that when an almana marries an alman, she does not require Sheva Brachas, he meant, Eina tuna bracha kol shiva, avo yom echa tuna bracha. She does not require Sheva Brachas for all 7 days, but she does require Sheva Brachas for the first day. So the 10 men of the chasam, the almana and alman, were waiting to do a 7-gun salute for the one-time recital of Sheva Brachas. After the Masada Kedushin recited the Birchas Erison, which reminds us, the Gemara gives a text for Birchas Erison and teaches that there's a machlokas on how to conclude the bracha, whether to end with V'hitulana us in Nesuos all yedei chupa v'kedushin and permitted us to those women who are Nesuos through chupa and kedushin, and not with a concluding bracha since it's like a bracha on fruit or a mitzvah, or to end it with the bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael all yedei chupa v'kedushin, who sanctifies Yisrael through chupa and kedushin, since the bracha speaks of kedusha. So The 10 men at the Chosam, the Almana and Amman, were waiting to do a 7-gun salute for the one-time recital of Sheva Brachos. After the Masada Kedushin recited the Birchas Erison, were invited to come be Panim Chadashos at another Sheva Brachos afterwards, and shoot some more. Which reminds us, it was taught in a Brais Mevarchim Birchas Chosanim Basara Kol Shiva, we recite Sheva Brachos in the presence of 10 men all 7 days. Rav Yudah said, "Bushabao panim chadashos." This is provided that new faces come to the meal. Rashi defines panim chadashos as those who were not there the previous day. Dav ches. So the simur dav ches is a chala. So here goes. The sheva brachas chala chala. That must be more dav ches. The sheva brachas chala made in the shape of a man and a woman joined as one, with the text of the brachas written out with poppy seeds, which reminds us the Gemara lists the text of the Sheva Brachas and relates that besides the Bracha of Berei Pirakaf and Levi only recited 5 Brachas, including the 3rd Bracha of Asher Yitzar Adam Betzalmo, who formed man in his image, but leaving out the 2nd Bracha of Yotzar Adam, who formed the man, but Rav Asi recited all 6. Rav Asi holds Basa Machshava Azlin, and we follow Hashem's plan, which was to make a separate male and female in a separate act of creation. Therefore, 2 brachas are necessary. Levi holds Basar Maisa Azlin. We follow Hashem's action in which he created a single entity. Therefore, only 1 bracha is necessary. So the Sheva brachas chala made in the shape of a man and a woman, joined as one with the text of the brachas written out with poppy seeds, was taken instead to the mourner's house by the rabbi's meturgman, who spoke words of comfort. Which reminds us, Reish Lakish instructed his meturgman to speak words of comfort several times. And regarding the mourners, he said, Rabim Shasu Rabim Yishtu, many drunk from the cup of death, and many will drink. Like the drink of the early generations, so is the drink of the later generations. Abai said, one should not say, many will drink, nor mention the drink of later generations. For Rabbi Shimon Lakish taught, Lo'om al yiftach adam pivah satan, one should never open one's mouth to satan. So the Sheva Brachas Chala made in the shape of a man and a woman joined as one, with the text of the Brachas written out with poppy seeds, was taken instead to the mourner's house by the rabbi's meturgman who spoke words of comfort and instructed the mourners to eat it along with 10 cups of wine. Which reminds us, Ula said, and some say it was taught in a Braisa, Asara Kosos Tikna Chachamim Beisa Eva, the Chachamim instituted 10 cups of wine in the house of mourning. Rashi explains that it's fitting to give a mourner a lot to drink, as the Pasuk states, Tunu Shecher Le'ovid V'yan Lamari Nafesh, give strong drink to one who's destroyed, and wine to those with a bitter soul. 3 cups were given before the meal, 3 during the meal, and 4 were given after the meal, each one upon the conclusion of one of the 4 brachos of Birchas Hamazon. 4 more cups were instituted, the last for Rabbi Gamliel, because he provoked the change to burial to be only in plain linen garments. But after the Chachamim saw people were getting drunk, they went back to only 10. Dav Tes, so the simur Dav Tes is a teapot. So here goes. At the Pesach Pasuach tea house, that must be on Dav Tes, tea, teapot. At the Pesach Pasuach tea house, where kals who became forbidden to the chassans came for tea, which reminds Rabbi Elazar said, Omer Pesach Pasuach Masasi Naman Loshalov. If the chassan said, I found an open entrance suggesting that she's already in relations with someone else, he's believed to make her forbidden to him. Even though this claim cannot be verified, he is believed, as it applies to himself, to make her into something that's forbidden to him. He's not believed to the extent that it would make her lose her ksuba. So, at the Pesach Pasuach tea house, where kallahs who became forbidden to their chassans came for tea, sat one lady who showed the get her husband gave her before he went to war. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, why was Bat Sheva permitted to daven given there are many witnesses? And the Gemara gives 2 answers. One, it was done by Ones, or secondly, Uriah gave her a get before going to war. The get was given conditionally to take effect from the time of writing if the husband were to die in battle. Uriah died on the battlefield, and therefore Bat Sheva was permitted to David. So at the Pesach Basuach tea house, where kals who became forbidden to their chassans came for tea, sat one lady who showed the get her husband gave her before he went to war, to a sad friend who lost her ksuba because her chassan, who went through the effort of preparing the suuda, was believed. Which reminds us, Rav Yudah said in the Emes Shmuel, Omer Pesach Basuach Masasi, Naman Lapsida Ksubasa. When they were asked, what did the Chachamim achieve by instituting a ksuba, if the husband could easily free himself of it with this claim, Rav answered, the Chazaka ain't Adam Tarek Masuda Masida. It's Chazaka, man will not put all this effort into preparing the Suda and then waste it. Daf Yud, so the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that must mean we're on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden who came to the rabbi to learn how to read a ksuba for a basula that was a deraisa, which reminds us, according to one approach in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that a ksuba for a basula is a deraisa, learned from Kesev Yishkol Kamohar Basuos, but a ksuba for an almana is a derabanan. So the minion of Yinu came to the rabbi to learn how to read a ksuba for a basua. That was a deraisa. Wonder what the wine barrel in the corner was for, which reminds us when Gamliel Bar Rebbe performed the wine barrel test to determine if a kal was a basua. He first tested it on shivchas because he was an expert in it, and lav orach ara lezalzuli b'vinos Yisrael, and it's not proper to be mezalzel, to demean the vinos Yisrael by testing it on them. So the minion of Yinu came to the rabbi to learn how to read a ksuba for a basua. That was a daraisa. Wonder what the wine barrel in the corner was for, which had a ksuba for an almana and a mana taped to it, which reminds us, a widow is called an almana because she receives a mana. When the Gemara then asks how the Torah could use the word almana when the ksuba didn't exist then, it answers, Dasim rabbanim misakni lemana, because the rabbanim in the future were destined to institute a mana for her. We see the Torah write something based on the future, such as referring to the third river from Gan Eden that flows east of Ashur, even though Ashur did not exist at that point. All right, now it's time to conclude with the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which step do we learn that a ger can renounce their faith when they get older? That's on Daf Yudav. Good. Number 2. Which step do we learn that Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel that a chasen is believed to make the kal loser ksub when he says Pesach Pesuch Masas because it's a chazaka that the man will not go through the effort of preparing a suda to waste it? That's on Daf Tes. Good. Number 3. Which Daf Yud Malkok is whether a minor who has relations with a gadol makes her into a mukas eitz? That's on Daf Yidav. Good. Number 4. Which of the one reason Bathsheba was not forbidden to David is that Uriah gave her a get all Tanai when he went to war? That's on Duff. Test. Good. Number 5. Which of the one that for an Alman and an Almana, Sheva Brachas are recited for only one night? That's on Duff. Zion. Good. Number 6. Which of the one that the Shah of whether one should have relations for the first time on Shabbos is a question whether the blood is stored or results from a wound? That's on Duff. Hey, good. Number 7. Which of the one that Reb Lazar holds that a chasen who says Pesach Basuch Masasi is believed to make the kala forbidden to him, but not to lose uksuba? That's on Daf. Test. Good. Number 8. Which of the one basin can convert a ger katan when there's no father as it's a schus for him? That's on Daf. Yidav. Good. Number 9. Which of the one a widow is called an almana because her ksuba is a mana? That's on Daf. Yud. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we have a question regarding how many Sheva Brachas are recited based on whether we go after Hashem's Machshava or what he actually did in the creation of Adam and Chava? That's on Daf. Ches. Excellent. All right. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.